This episode is brought to you by my good friend and teacher, Terrian Hyman's new program, The Radiant Light Method, a method that helps you develop a daily spiritual practice that teaches you how to feel your energy body. This course is for you if you've lost your purpose in life. You're unable to focus your energy. You take on everyone's energy and feelings around you. You don't trust your intuition. You don't know how you process your own energy. I will leave all the information below. You will not want to miss it. Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Woman Podcast. My name is Tina Conroy. I am so grateful you are here. As a professional intuitive medium, Reiki master, and yoga teacher, my intention is to explore intuition so you can gain clarity, confidence, and trust in your inner wisdom. I honor your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Today on the podcast, I bring you Universal Messages for March, a meditation. And before I begin, I would love to share with you a few things going on. Happy March. As my roommate used to say in college, the only month that moves. And happens to be her birthday. It's always a little chuckle on my end. Happy March. We're getting closer to spring. I hope you're starting to feel some of the warm weather coming your way. Now, before we begin, I want to share with you a few things going on in March. On Thursday, March 21st, I will be hosting Narrative Healing, Writing from the Heart. That will be held in person from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Our stories have a healing purpose and are meant to be shared. Come together each week in community, exploring journaling, guided meditation, and discussion. This practice is transformational and aids in your wellness journey. I'll be hosting this every 6 weeks, and I will leave the link below. I am also holding an in-person Reiki 2 level training, Saturday, March 23rd from 10:30 to 4:30. You must be Reiki level 1. And I will leave all that information below as well. As always, I have in-person appointments for Reiki and readings, as well as on Zoom. And I will leave that information below. Perhaps it's time for you to reconnect with your spirit. Now let's settle in for this meditation as we welcome in the energies of March. Begin to quiet yourself down, finding yourself in a comfortable position, relaxing your shoulders, arms, and legs, and take a nice deep breath in and a deep breath out. We welcome in the month of March, the anticipation for warmer weather, spring, and longer days. We bless this space. Call forth any intention to your mind and heart now. And so it is, and so be it. Take another breath and exhale. And now we turn to the cards. The first card that comes forth for the beginning of the month. Lost in space, needing direction. Now, I know when this goes to air, we'll be almost in the middle of the month, but I want you to reflect back. The beginning of the month started out with you feeling perhaps a little bit untethered, needing some direction, perhaps feeling that winter energy of staying inside and wanting to birth something or do something new. Perhaps it's a new exercise program or eating or just movement. If you caught my interview last week with Terry, we spoke a lot about this universal energy of the winter season, and I know I've been feeling it. So the beginning of the month, we still have that lingering feeling, lost in space, maybe not feeling like yourself. Perhaps there's been some old habits or difficult habits that you want to shed as we start to shed the layers of our clothing as we move to spring. The second card in the middle of the month, Feast of Plenty. Choices and their consequences. This is a time that things are abundant. Middle of the month of March, things come your way, things are having more positive traction. There is more opportunity for you. And you need to just value, understand the choices that you make and the consequences they'll have. So really at this point, tune into your intuition right here in the middle of the month. Look at all the opportunities that are coming your way. Notice the choices to make and notice that there will be consequences. And now we move to the end of the month, the end of March. The card that comes forward, the crossing initiation. The crossing is making the leap at the end of the month into something new. So now you've taken those action steps with all the fuel that you've been given for the month, all the preparation, you're ready to soar. This is the time with new projects, new adventures, and taking those risks. So again, the three cards for March. Beginning of the month, lost in space, needing direction. Middle of the month, feast of plenty, choices and their consequences. And the end of the month, the crossing, the initiation. As always, I hope this finds you well. Have a beautiful month. Namaste.